sun got too hot. So we lost all we carried. Never did have none. Just come right around here. You know, this ball had just a little creek around the edge. You know. And he goes to dances. They all call him Mr. Hager. He said, "Oh, Mr. Hager, hurry up and get in here. Or probably wants a party." Dad said, "Well, I can't dance with everyone." "Yes, but you can take us one at a time. And maybe he'd have a dozen partners before he could get in the house." They all left the dance today because he's a good partner and a good dancer. And he used to go with us, telling him we wouldn't go without Daddy. Daddy wouldn't go without us. He didn't want us to go without him. And we'd have to beg Mother lots of times how to go, because Mother didn't want us to go either. She wanted to stay with us. But us children get around him, and we'd do the passing pets and we're singing the passing pets.
Great.
I tell you, the wonderful experience me and this one here ever had in their life. That's the first year we was married, I have to tell you that. First year we was married, we moved to an old house, had about 7 or 8 rooms in it, just ready to fall down. And so we'd always been used to big family, both of us, you know. We moved over there, and the sun just shines about 2 hours a day, it's right in the hole, you know. And of course we heard all kinds of boogers, everything else. One evening I started to feed. I heard something screaming. I've never heard nothing like it before and never since. Making the pistol sounds upwards. But it'd been talking with Wildcat over there, you know. So he's come right up to holler. And I hollered for right in front of her. She don't know what that is. She stood and listened to this little bit. I never heard you scream in all your life. Well, I said, "That's that Wildcat. I didn't have a sign of a gun. So what am I going to do?" I said, "I don't know." I said, "Well, let's get her all everything we got together." She went to the house and got, we had no iron poker, had a fireplace. We don't have no iron poker that long. But she went and got the poker. We had a hole. And I started getting me up rocks. You know, I carried a pile of rocks up there. We got there, I mean, we were standing close together. That thing kept getting closer. After a while, we seen the weeds shaking a little bit, you know. Of course, every hair is standing straight up. I was scared to death. We was very idiot to stand there close together. And the branch had overflowed and left a big sand, white sand bed down through there. When that thing come out on that sand, it didn't look too big. I mean, we expected it to be great big, but it wasn't too big. And I told her, I said, "Well, that ain't, what that is ain't big enough to hurt us. And, let's just stand here and see." And come on up, and there's a rat holding a bullfrog. He had him right through the hip, one of the big hind legs, you know. That's the biggest bullfrog I ever seen in my life.
And about the biggest rat.
And the biggest rat I ever saw. But the frog was big enough he could hop with that rat, so he's just making little hops. He's coming on up there.
And that frog was,
you talk about screaming now, man, you never heard nothing like all your life. Well, when he got right across from him, I cut loose with a rock, you know. And I hit the sand right on him. I hit about an inch too low. Well, that scared you back, and you turned him loose. And that bullfrog jumped as far as from here to build a lot of old barn over there. He hit a water hole up there, and he splashed water 20 feet high. And he never stayed in there. He just went right on out. And I heard him pass Dick Kingsmith a mile away.
He really running.
You can see, that's the truth. Now, you can ask Artie. He went up that hole, and you can see him. He's jumping 10 feet high, Bill. It's the longest ever jump he made.
That's
yes.
I mean,
he was
glad to get away.
I explained
why.
Yeah, that's what I was
scared when I was married.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, then what happened to me when I was married, I don't think it'd be any harm at all for me to leave the old lady because I didn't understand the word the preacher said. He'd been married 60 years to the day. He'd been married 60 years to the day, same hour in the day that I got married.